In the water,
wait in the water,
ooh,
wait in the water,
in the water,
wait
children,
wait in the water,
in the water,
wait in the water,
you know my God,
the Gospel Quartet tradition goes national. From National Public Radio and the Smithsonian Institution, I'm Bernice Johnson Regan, and this is Wade in the Water.
Wade in the water.
In the water.
Wade in the water.
You know my God.
Wade in the Water, performed by the Harmonizing Four Quartet out of Richmond, Virginia, with the legendary bass lead, Jimmy Jones. This group, known for its soft, sweet harmony rendering of hymns and spirituals, was organized in 1927. And still performing, the Harmonizing Four belong to that special category of gospel quartets that began as community close harmony groups who, during the 40s and the 50s, through touring, recordings, and radio, moved to national status. They established professional careers in the performance of gospel quartet music. These groups began on the local level, then they became the model for thousands of community groups. The top groups had their own style, their own sounds, and they were all good. I talked to my brother, Jordan Johnson, who as a young black man in Albany, Georgia, grew up listening to these quartets.
I didn't look at it from the point of view that this group was better than that group. Things of that nature. I didn't look at it from that point of view. I enjoyed all of them. But it was a general consensus. If you talk to the old people who was into that stuff, they said, you know, two top groups was Soul Stud and Pilgrim Travelers. And they was dynamite.
Oh, Jesus, met the woman at the well. Hey, 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 hey. Jesus, met the woman at the well. He said, woman, woman, tell me where is your husband?
Hey, 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 hey,
woman, woman, tell me where is your husband?
Then
she said, no.
My name is J.W. Alexander. I was formerly the manager and tenor singer of the Pilgrim Travelers Gospel Quartet of Los Angeles, California. Sometimes we would work three or four nights a week. Sometimes we'd work maybe five nights a week, and then on Sundays we'd have program Sunday afternoon, and most time what we'd call a major program, and then the most Sundays we'd have a smaller program on Sunday night following the major program on Sunday afternoon.
You must be the prophet.
I think that that was perhaps my best, of all. Jesus met the woman at the well. It was a Bible story, you know, really. And then after we recorded it, and Whitaker, who was a baritone singer, was really the featured artist on it. He was very good at selling it, you know.
The Pilgrim Travelers was one of the most dynamic quartets working. Their reputation and popularity was greatly advanced by their recordings on a small California record label called Specialty. Now, Specialty, Peacock, and Decca Records were some of the main companies recording the great quartets. Art Roop was the owner of Specialty, and the Pilgrim Travelers was one of the first quartet successes he recorded on his label. At one point, he came to the group with an idea for a novel song.
Everybody gonna have religion and glory. Everybody gonna be singing a story. Everybody gonna have a wonderful time up there. Oh, glory, hallelujah, brother, there's a reckoning coming in the morning. You better get your breath, I'm giving you a warning. Everybody will have a wonderful time up there.
He had this song from some hillbilly group in Nashville. And one of his distributors had sent the song to him and told him, you know, if he could find a gospel group to do it. And it was called Everybody's Gonna Have a Wonderful Time Up There, called Gospel Boogie. And we recorded that. And at the time, it was taboo to use drums on your sessions. So I told an engineer that I had to pat my feet. So he put a board down. He said, that's okay. So he put a board down for us to stand on where we could pat our feet. And he put a microphone on the board, and it sounded like really a drum, you know. But then Art Roop called it, you know, as a merchandising floor. He said, the Pilgrim Travelers and their walking rhythms.
Everybody gonna have religion and glory. Everybody gonna be singing a story. Everybody gonna have
the Pilgrim Travelers of Los Angeles, California, and their recording of Gospel Boogie. Gospel quartet music was not about novelty songs and singing. It was some of the most exciting singing to come out of the black community. You just could not have a better time than to be at a quartet program. One of the groups to achieve national prominence was the Soulsters. They established a base in Chicago, Illinois in the late 40s after moving from Texas. Led by R.H. Harris, they were one of the top quartet groups. They were innovative, and they paced the entire field. Now, Harris established a lead style that influenced sacred and secular lead singers. He had a way of singing softly and milking a line so that you just got so much out of it. Today, he still lives in Chicago, retired from singing since major throat surgery. In an interview, he recounted memories of his early beginnings in quartet, and more specifically, the story behind one of his masterpieces, Walk Around.
I was born March 23rd, 1960. And at the age of 7, while I'm yet singing with the Friendly Gospel Singing, my brother and two first cousins, the Lord gave me in the middle of the night a song and a title and a tune. The title of the song was, I Want Jesus to Walk Around Me.
Walk around, walk around, walk around. I see that.
It takes your breath away. It's really hard to talk after hearing R.H. Harris and Walk Around sung by the Soulsters. Harris remained with the Soulsters until 1950, when he left and became the leading force in the Christland Singers. The Stirrers then filled the position with a young singer who had been mentored by Harris, who was at that time singing with the Highway QCs. The singer was none other than the great Sam Cooke, who, taking the Harris tradition to greater heights, pushed the Soulsters even higher with every record release. He was one of the greatest singers in quartet singing and moved on to a successful career in popular music.
I met Sam Cooke in Chicago. He was singing with a teenage group called the Highway QCs.
J.W. Alexander of the Pilgrim Travelers.
And then a few years later, I met him in Pine Bluff, Arkansas, when R.H. Harris had left the Soulsters, and R.B. Robinson, who was coaching the Highway QCs, suggested that Sam was ready, so why not get him? So then they got Sam, and they met us in Pine Bluff, Arkansas, with the Blind Boys of Mississippi. And then we came out to California, and I took them in with an Art Roop, who was president and owner of Specialty, said, well, he didn't want him. He says, Alec, I got a contract on Harris. You know, and I said, well, Art, the fellas don't want Harris. He said, well, I don't want this kid. I said, well, you haven't heard him. So I prevailed on him, you know, to let him do it.
We now listen to Sam Cooke and the Soulsters and their recording of Jesus I'll Never Forget.
Oh,
Jesus, I'll never forget
what you done for me.
Jesus,
I'll never forget.
You
set
my soul free.
Jesus,
I'll never forget
how you brought
me out.
Well, no, 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 no,
I'll never forget.
I'm singing Jesus,
whoa,
what you done for
me.
Jesus,
I'll never forget.
You set
my soul free.
Jesus,
I'll never forget
how you brought
me out.
Well,
no, 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 no,
no,
I'll never forget.
I remember how you took my feet out the mire.
That's what you done
for me.
Jesus,
I'll never forget.
You
set
my soul free.
Jesus,
I'll never forget
how you brought me out. Well, no, I'll never forget. Well, you've been my friend when I was friendless. That's what you've been my light in darkness. That's what you lifted my heavy burdens. That's what then you took my feet out the mire clay. And I'll never singing Jesus for what you've done for me. I'll never forget. You set my soul free. Jesus, I'll never forget how you brought me out. Well, no, I'll never forget. Where you've been my mother when I was motherless, that's what you've been my friend when I was friendless, that's what you've been my water when I was thirsty, that's what then you took my feet out the mire clay. And I'll never forget. Singing Jesus, I'll never forget. What you've done for me, Jesus, I'll never forget. You set my soul free. Jesus, I'll never forget how you brought me out. Well, no, I'll never forget.
Gospel singers of California and their virtuoso performance of Prayer for the Doomed. One of Wade in the Water's strongest researchers in gospel quartet history is a lawyer from Fairbanks, Alaska, Raymond Funk.
Quartet singing came from an emphasis before the war on tight harmonies and four-part singing to a post-war emphasis on virtuoso lead singers and rhythmic backgrounds that would definitely emphasize the emotional impact of the music, so that you would have, instead of a singer doing one song for 3 minutes that was kind of a tight harmony style that may take some of its sound from pop jazz performances like the Mills Brothers to incredibly emotional singing that would focus on the new compositions of Dorsey and Kenneth Morris, that would have a style of singing where a song would be stretched out, where the soloists would start working the audience, moving around on the stage, singing for the emotional impact.
The quartet singers of this period had to be flexible. They had to perfect the under 3 minute performance that was required by the record industry. And within that time period, they had to get the full range of the composition, which required sometimes changing leads 3 times, each one higher than the one before. Gospel radio was the major avenue to spread the songs. It was important for a new group to get recorded and get played on the air. Many of the on-air personalities were also the local promoters. Walter Kennedy was the gospel disc jockey in Knoxville, Tennessee during the 50s.
They are the ones that sold the records. If you had a good DJ, a good disc jockey, I understand, you get on the radio and he would talk about this music, introduce these groups, sponsor these groups. The radio, I think, the disc jockey doesn't get the credit that he deserves. See, without this, you see, you couldn't, how you gonna do anything? You put a record on and don't say anything about it, you understand? Well, they wouldn't know you from Adam. But he's the one that really sold the groups, not just down in Tennessee, all throughout the United States.
Initially, the quartets got their own local radio shows, and some were lucky enough to get a sponsor. The Spirit of Memphis Quartet was sponsored by Carnation Milk.
From WDIA, your Goodwill station in Memphis, Tennessee, Carnation Milk is presenting the Spirit of Memphis Quartet.
Carnation Milk is the best for you. It's family for your children's too. You use it in the morning, you use it at noon.
Never use it, never too soon. Boom,
boom. Moo,
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 moo, moo, moo, moo.
Man, I'm really contented.
The Spirit of Memphis sings Swing Down Chariot.
Now won't you swing down, sweet chariot, stop and let me ride.
The recordings of the Spirit of Memphis and other groups in the National Touring Quartet Circuit reached their communities in the North, the Midwest, East Coast, and the South through a radio station out of Nashville, Tennessee, in shows sponsored by Ernie's Record Mart and Randy's. You could hear a song on radio and then order it directly from the sponsor. Then when the groups came to town for their shows, they had sellout audiences. My brother Jordan Johnson was introduced to this music in the middle of the night on Ernie's and Randy's.
And the first group I saw was the Spirit of Memphis, from Memphis, Tennessee. It had seven guys with them. And it was just, went to the City Auditorium. City Auditorium was three stories high. And it was full, standing room only. And keep in mind, you're talking about just one group. And it was some of the best sound of music, you know, a little country boy like me, ever heard of. Cause I guess you had guys in Auburn who could sing too. They could sing too, but it was a difference when you saw these guys come from out of state. And you have heard them on the radio, and just to see them in person, that was a put a different perspective on it altogether. And when they was come on the stage and sing, they only had one microphone. That's all. They had about three lead singers. They had a tenor, seemed like two tenors, a baritone, and a bass. One of the songs they came famous for was "Every Day and Every Hour." That's one of the baddest songs that I can remember.
Oh, every day,
every day, and every hour,
every day, and every hour.
Lord, I want to feel
every day, and every hour,
the kindness,
every hour.
Gospel lead of Jed Bledsoe of the Spirit of Memphis Quartet performing Every Day and Every Hour. You have to keep in mind that you're listening to a recording done in a studio. Every time Bledsoe takes that song on another round, he takes it higher. He has a way of never repeating himself. And then when the song is at its peak, because of that short time limit for records during this period, the whole group has to come to an instant close out of the highest point of the song. Magnificent virtuoso performances on stage and the studio.
Oh, I have a fire.
Next group I saw was the Blind Boy from Mississippi. The guy who lead sang with that was Archie Brown Lee. Archie Brown Lee would start off most of the song, and he picked, especially an up-tempo song. And if it was a slow song like Our Father, Archie Brown Lee, he just took that all the way through. Thing about Archie Brown Lee was, okay, they'll come to Albany. They'd be about 10 feet from the edge of the stage. And when Archie get happy, he would run right up to the edge of the stage and stop right there. And you sit there and see your heart stop, you think this guy's going over. But he would do it every time. So I started wondering to myself, this guy blind. But he would do it, he just, you take off running, run right to the edge, and just bam, start right there, right on the edge of it.
Brown Lee was one of the greatest singers that ever put on a suit of clothes.
Clarence Fountain, lead singer of the Five Blind Boys of Alabama, remembers the friendly rivalry between his group and the Five Blind Boys of Jackson, Mississippi.
Well, it was real good because you never seen that many blind people on stage in all your life. You figure you got 10 blind guys on the stage, everybody trying to out-sing each other. And it was something to behold.
You know I'm on
the
battlefield. I'm
working for the Lord.
Promise God that I would serve him till I die. Though I took the master's hand, then I joined in the Christian band. Says I'm on the battlefield, working for the Lord. Yeah. I lost my flag and battle. I got the stand in my hand. Take it home to Jesus over in the promised land. Whirl around the throne of grace. He said he's gonna give my soul a place. Says I'm on God's battlefield, working for the Lord. Yeah. I'm
on the battlefield.
Say I'm working
for the Lord.
I'm in God that I would serve him. Took the master's hand. Then I joined
Christian
band. Say I'm on God battlefield. Working for the Lord.
Falling, Lord.
after World War II. During the World War, it was good for us because we were, mind you now, you have to put, also think about that we're just in the black market only. And it wasn't, things singing was good in that day, and people would turn out, you could go out and sing to 1,000 people. One group could draw that many people. In that day, we were singing to the black audience only, and we made a living, and we done good. And everywhere we went, we drew a crowd, and it was just, it was all right.
The first group that I saw with guitar was the Sensational Nightingales from Philadelphia.
We are involved in every song, and if every song has a message, that's the first thing we get over to the people. Yeah. If the word has the power, and if you listen to the words, you'll be blessed. Like a man, I often tell folk at night, man strive for physical food for their bodies, but the inner man is starving. So we are concerned about feeding the inner man, and God bring it to pass.
The guitarist for the Sensational Nightingales was JoJo Wallace. He opened Somewhere to Lay My Head.
Oh, I have trials and tribulations. I've been beaten and I've been scorned. Soon my trials will be over.
Second lead in that song is their dynamic hard gospel lead singer, Julius Cheeks. JoJo Wallace said of Cheeks that he felt that this singer was anointed. He seemed to live to sing these gospel quartet songs.
Can't you see how they done my Lord? See how they done my Lord? See how they done my Lord,
Lord,
Lord, have mercy on me.
Well, they nailed him to the cross, they nailed him to the cross.
See How They Done My Lord by the Sensational Nightingales. Another very successful group during this period took their name from the sponsor of their radio show, the Swan Flower Company. The group, the Swan Silvertones.
Okay, you got the Swan Silvertone, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Another powerful group.
Jordan Johnson.
And, you know, one thing I remember about those guys, a little bass singer, and he was bad. But when you saw him in person, he was the smallest thing up there. About 5'6" or something like that. I had a voice like a lion. But they had about three lead singers. And they also, the one they famous song was My Rock.
Well, calling Jesus
my rock,
my rock,
my rock.
Mary's baby,
my rock,
bleeding lamb,
my rock. Well, yes, he's ever walking beside me, and he never will leave.
Well, well, Jesus,
oh, my rock,
satisfied,
Jesus, satisfied.
Well, calling Jesus
my rock.
Well, Lord,
my rock. Beside me, and he never will
end. Yeah,
oh, my God,
satisfied.
Jesus, satisfied.
You know, I came
my rock to Jesus
my rock, just
my
as
rock,
I was. We let moon and sand, the
rock,
found, and in him,
rock,
him the rest in prayer. He
my rock, oh, my God,
satisfied.
Jesus, satisfied.
The Swan Silvertones of Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Precision, precision performance. The Swan Silvertones got a lead singer who became known for the way he handled his top vocal register. He was named Claude Jeter. DJ Walter Kennedy talked about his impact.
Claude Jeter was the leader, as you know, a falsetto singer, and he was he's responsible for all these thin voices you hear now, these falsetto voices. He was doing all that before anybody. And I talked with Mr. Turner about that, was Pilgrim Travels one day. He said, well, we call Mr. Claude Jeter Mr. Falsetto.
He's a light, so created.
He's a light
to cross.
He's a light
out there.
He's a light
and then left.
He's a light
to set.
He's a light
me free.
He's a light
to fall.
He's a light.
Then I'll go home.
He's a
light. You know I got a crown.
He's a light. light you're gonna wear.
He's the light.
Heaven and I.
Heaven light shine on me.
Shine on me.
Heaven light shine on me.
Oh, heaven and I.
Heaven light shine on me.
Shine on me.
Heaven light shine on me.
Heaven and I.
Heaven light shine on me.
Shine on me.
Heaven light shine on me.
Just want to shine.
Shine.
Depend on him.
Falling a bottle up the wind.
Lord, a heavenly light.
Heavenly light shine on me.
Yeah, shine on me.
Heavenly light shine on me.
Oh, heavenly light.
Heavenly light shine on me.
Shine.
Heavenly light shine on me.
Heavenly light. Oh, shine on me.
Heavenly light shine on me.
Lord, now shine.
Shine. Depend on him.
Falling
a bottle up the wind.
Heavenly light.
Shine on me,
just shine on me.
Heaven light shine on me.
Well, you know that I heard
Jesus like
the voice
Jesus like
of Jesus
like
to say
Jesus like
come on on
Jesus like
to me
Jesus like
and rest
Jesus like
oh, oh
Jesus like
lie down
Jesus like
thy way
Jesus like
every one
Jesus like
lie down
Jesus like
heavenly light.
Heaven light shine on me,
just shine on me.
Heaven light shine on me.
Oh, heaven
shine on me,
shine,
shine on me,
light,
shine on me,
shine on me, shine on me,
shine, shine the darkness,
shine on me,
shine on me, shine
on me, shine
on me, shine on me,
shine on me,
light, shine on me.
Heavenly Light Shine on Me, performed by the Swan Silvertones, led by Claude Jeter. There were many young groups who came out during the post-World War II period. However, they were always challenged by the work of a few quartets that had begun many years before the 40s. One of the greatest and most versatile quartets was actually organized in 1929 in Greenville, South Carolina, by James B. Davis. He sang with this group for 59 years until his death. They were called the Dixie Hummingbirds. This group in the early years was strongly influenced by the Golden Gate Quartet, but in 1938, they brought in a singer named Ira Tucker. And he was at that time 14 years old, but an unusually talented gospel quartet lead singer. And with Tucker and the power of the bass, Willie Bobo, they were able to perform Jubilee and Heart Gospel. Today they continue to perform from their home in Philadelphia, the Dixie Hummingbirds, and one of their most popular recordings was a song called Christian Automobile.
Oh, you know that
every child
of God running for
just
Jesus
like an automobile.
Yeah.
Every child
of God running for
just
Jesus
like an automobile.
Yeah.
Every child of God
running for Jesus
just like an automobile.
Prayer
is your driver's license.
Faith
is your steering.
Yeah. When you get on the road to glory, Satan is gonna try to flag you down, but
keep on driving.
But if you
want to start,
gotta check on your tires, you got a rough road ahead, and when you are weary from your journey, God will put you to bed. You've got to check on your brakes and stop your wicked ways. A man is born of a woman, is only of a few days. You've got to check on your lights and see your own faults. Stop while you can see them, children, or your soul will be lost. You've got to check on your generator. You need more strength and power. You can't do nothing without the man. You need him every hour. Christians, oh Christians, press on your starters and start your automobile. Put it in first gear and go on up the hill.
children, if I ever see you no more, I'll meet you when I pull in on the other shore. And I'm not worried about my parking space, I just wanna see my Savior face to face. You know, prayer
is your driving faith. Faith is your steering wheel.
You got the Dixon Hummingbirds. Now, I didn't see them until later on. They used to come to Auburn all the time, but I never saw them until much later on, you know. You know, you had Ira Tucker, Jane Walker. I guess they were one of the... They were also from Philadelphia, and they could sing just about any kind of style you want to sing.
I'm Ira Tucker of the Dixie Hummingbirds. When I joined the Dixie Hummingbirds, I had a style in my mind, but as I said, I was not a lead singer. I only had sung baritone. And I said, well, I loved the way Davis and them came off, and I just tried to add to that particular style, and I kept it. And then I did this thing called Let's Go Out to the Program. During that time, I was imitating Sam Cooke and Blind Boys and the Bells of Joy, you know, and the Pilgrim Travelers, and then the Hummingbirds, you know. And a lot of those companies, the recording people, were trying to sue my recording company. And he said, no, that's not your artist, that's my artist. He said, that's why Ira Tucker was doing all of the voices.
Oh, Christian friends, if you want to hear singing, good old gospel singing,
go out to the programs whenever they're in your town.
When they talk about singing, praise the Lord, shouting all around.
Go out to the programs whenever they're in your town. Well, today we have the Blind Boys, the Soul Stirs, the Pilgrim Travelers, and the Bells of Joy. We're going to sing God's praises word for word, and now we present the Soul Stirs. Oh, Jesus,
give me water,
give me water,
give me water.
Jesus,
give me water,
give me water,
give me water,
water,
give me water, water that was not from the well.
Yes, 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 yes. Now if you want to shout for joy, listen to the Blind Boys. Oh, I'm a
father,
John in heaven, hallowed be thy holy name. Yes. These gentlemen blend their voice together, ladies and gentlemen, with the Pilgrim Travelers. I remember when I was a child, sitting on old mother's knee. Mother bowed, oh, mother bowed, I believe she prayed for me. While we're singing for joy, let us hear the bells of joy. Oh, there's a man in my soul.
Come on, Jesus.
The hand key.
Come on, Jesus.
I mean, free from sin.
Come on, Jesus.
Yes, the hope.
Come on, Jesus.
Life will change.
Come on, Jesus.
Say, hey, Jesus.
Come on, Jesus.
Heard the Blind Boys, Soul Stirs, Pilgrim Travelers, and the Bells of Joy. Now listen to these few little words by the Dixie Hummingbirds. Troubles in my way,
troubles in my way.
I'll cry sometime.
Jesus will take
me by and by.
Gospel quartet tradition goes national. This program is part of the Wade in the Water series, produced by National Public Radio and the Smithsonian Institution. The senior producer, Judy Moilata. Associate producer, Sonia Williams. Technical director, Renee Pringle. Production staff includes Beverly Oliver, Joseph Gill, Dakia Simmons, and Tawan Mercer. Other engineering support, Chuck Thompson. Special thanks to Ray Funk, Jordan Johnson, the Center for Popular Music at Middle Tennessee State University, and NPR member stations WABE and KUAC. The executive producer is Sandra Ratley. I'm conceptual producer Bernice Johnson Regan.
And it chilled my body, but it didn't chill my soul. You know my love, trouble,
trouble the water.
Oh,
wait in the water,
in the water.
Wait in the water.
Oh, in the water,
wait in the water,
you know my love,
got gold,
trouble,
trouble the water.
Brother Moe, let's move the water one day, you know my love,
got gold,
trouble,
trouble the water.
And they tell me that the sea.
Major funding for Wade in the Water, African American Sacred Music Traditions, was provided by a grant from the National Endowment for the Humanities. Additional support was provided by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting and the Catholic Communication Campaign, a parishioner-funded program that gets the good news around. This is NPR, National Public Radio.